The opinions expressed on this program are solely those of its hosts, guests, or callers, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of WTBR-FM, its management, other producers, or sponsors.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to Bird's Eye View here on 89.7 WTBR-FM, Pittsfield, 88.1 WSBR, Lee, Jesse, and Mike. We have an action-packed show for you guys today. Lots and lots and lots of stuff happens. I think I'm just going to jump right into it.
I've got mounds of paper in front of me, so there's a lot going on.
I'll hit a quick recap. So, on Saturday, it was Championship Saturday, we had Western Mass Finals. It was a big day. I'm going to run through that all for you guys. Get the unfortunate teams out of the way with first. Got to say credit to Taconic Hockey because they were the 4 seed, knocked off the 1 seed Amherst in overtime. Unfortunately, that run ended very quickly in the final, Western Mass final, to Agawam, lost 6-1. They lost in the state playoffs. They were up 3-0. Dennis Yarmouth came back to tie it at 3, and then with a minute left in regulation, got the game winner. So Taconic's season is over still. Big rebuilding year, so pretty impressive that they even got this far to begin with. As for Lennox girls basketball, they were in the Western Mass final on Saturday, second straight year they lost to Renaissance. The fact of the matter is, I think Renaissance is going to win a state title. I think they're going to run that class, that division, for the next 4 or 5 years. I really don't think it's all that shameful. Lennox had a very good season. It was a very good team. Renaissance, I just think, is in a class of its own. In any case, there is a chance they will play again. Yeah. Lennox is the 4 seed, Renaissance is the 5 seed. They could meet in the quarterfinals in the state D5 tournament, which is a little bit of bad luck for Lennox, but at least that game would be at home.
Both trophy games, yeah.
Both trophy games. Drury boys, they lost the Class C Western Mass final. This is basketball, and this is a tough one for Drury. They let this one go. They should have won the game, and they let Granby snatch victory. Drury was up with 108 left. They had 8 free throw attempts, and they missed 7 of them, and that allowed Granby to tie the game, and then they forced overtime, and Granby won in overtime. So that's a really tough one for Drury to swallow. They play tomorrow, the boys do, in the state tournament. So we'll see how they bounce back. But yeah, just a kind of a brutal loss. They should be Western Mass champions, and they just completely let the game slip away from them. So they're just going to have to kind of take that one on the chin. And now to get over to some of the good stuff, Hoosick Valley girls, they're just the class of Class D, won no contest against Munson. They ended the first quarter up 18-0, and you're kind of thinking, well, we're on the shutout watch. And then they completely took their foot off the gas, fell asleep. Munson rallied. They were only down like 6 at halftime. Olivia Chirzan, who's a 2,000-point scorer for Munson, hit a 3 at the buzzer, banked it in. It was pretty amazing. Big Munson crowd cheered, and then clearly head coach Sean Frederick lit some fires somewhere in the locker room, and the team turned it back on, got serious. Ashlyn Legere was everywhere, Mezuar, Genevieve, LeJess, Sophie Wilson, all had some pretty nice performances, and Hoosick won by double digits, and it was never in doubt in the fourth quarter. And so, yeah, Hoosick 4 straight Western Mass titles in the new system. Extremely impressive. Ashlyn Legere, Emma Mezuar, Marion Capiello, all just amazing careers there as they're now seniors, especially Legere, 1,000-point scorer as well, on top of that all three have been real players for them for 4 years now. And they have gone to 2 state finals and won a state title last year. This year they're the 2 seed, so we'll see if they can defend their crown, make it back to their 4th straight Final Four. Would be incredible. Mm-hmm. And then let's get on to Mike. You saw the Pittsfield girls. They had been knocking on the door for a long time in Class B. Lost 2 years ago to Wakona. Last year they were up, lost to South Hadley because they didn't score for the last 3 minutes. And this year it seemed like it was almost going to happen again, because they were up, and then they stopped scoring, and South Hadley started creeping and creeping and creeping back. And PHS finally got her done, won that elusive Western Mass title, first year for new coach Christy Conyers. And the Generals are now Western Mass champs the first time since, what, 2018?
Yeah, maybe sometime around then, yeah. 18, 19, something like that. Yeah, they won 52-47. And it was kind of the whole theme of Saturday was running it back, and a lot of similar matchups. And unfortunately, unfortunately for Lennox, it wound up the same way. Pittsfield almost wound up kind of the same way.
I wasn't there. I wasn't with Mike, but I remember checking Twitter and seeing it go, okay, Pittsfield's up 50-42 with, you know, like 2 minutes left. I'm like, okay, cool.
So it was,
and then all of a sudden, Mike tweets out, it's 50-47 with a minute. I'm like, oh no. Pittsfield, not like this.
Yeah, kind of same, similar. You mentioned what happened last year, but I finally have my notes in front of me now. And Caprice Conyers had a transition basket off of Kiana Summers' rebound assist with 3:30 left to make it 50-41. And if you remember, I said the final score was 52-47. So that was their last
9-point nine-point lead.
Yeah, but that was 3 minutes and a, 3.5 minutes left. That was their last field goal of the game. Which happens to Pittsfield. They go through these long stretches where the other team's forcing them to play half court, and they can't quite figure out how to get quality looks. Immediately after that, Conyers wound up picking up her fourth foul, but that didn't kind of weigh into things. I just wrote it down. So 50-41, South Hadley scores four straight. With 2:30 left, it's still 50-45. So South Hadley wasn't lighting it on fire down the stretch here as well. I guess four more points were only scored in the game. Pittsfield doesn't score again until the final 17 seconds of the game. So it got to 50-47 inside the final minute, and finally Kiana Summers goes to the line after South Hadley had to foul twice. So Pittsfield did bleed off from 40 seconds when Carradine scored for South Hadley to get within three. Down to 22.3 seconds they fouled, and then 17.5 they finally get Kiana to go to the line. She hits one of two, which was crucial to put it into a two-possession game, four-point lead.
How was Pittsfield, what was their free throw line shooting?
For the game, I'm not 100%. I could check that. Down the stretch, it wasn't great. Okay. Madison Stetz had a tough one. She was 0-for-4 in the fourth quarter. She just kind of was out of sorts all game in foul trouble. Never was quite able to get going. One is Brigitte Ellerby hit one of two with 6.5 seconds left. Okay. That iced the game. Sorry, dropping stuff.
Yeah, just free throw shooting has been an issue.
It wasn't. The I mean, last yeah, it wasn't years, so. Terrible, but
at least I mean, I guess they're at least hitting one of two down this, you know, in mm-hmm. clutch time. So that's something that's definitely progress from where they were last year.
It was probably, looking at my notes, which aren't, because I think I stopped tabulating, but I'd say right around 500. Caprice Conyers hit three in the first half, three or four in the first half. Castillo converted that and one, and then went to the line a couple plays later in the third quarter and hit two straight. That was part of that 11-0 run that really, I mean, set Pittsfield up with that, what wound up being a 9-point lead with 3:30 left.
And we should say, so they play tonight in the D3 state tournament. Pittsfield's the 5 seed, so they'll be home this game.
Home against number 28 Wilmington tonight at 6. And if
they win, they'll be home again. And if they win that game, then they'll be on the road at the 4 seed.
Yes. The question mark if they win is they might wind up playing that North Reading team that has been kind of the boogeyman of state tournaments for them. North Reading's the 12 seed. They play Dennis Yarmouth, the 21.
That'd be cruel irony. Yeah. North Reading has beaten them twice, both at PHS in the last 3 years.
Yeah, ended two of their last three state tournaments. So this is it's a big deal for Pittsfield to be the 5 seed. As high as they've been, they haven't had the most successful experience in this new statewide tournament. They were 1-and-done 2 of the 3 years. They won one game and then lost on the road 2 years ago. Both those times they lost at home was to North Reading. So this is obviously they passed that test, and they deserve all the flowers and everything. And it was awesome to be there to watch it, to see everyone be so excited to have Christy Conyers do this in her first year taking over the program. A lot of these girls have experienced some brutal defeats in that same gym, but didn't seem to affect them really. At least throughout the course of the game, it's just that one. I won't even say like they got nervous or tight at the end. It's just that style of basketball. They aren't super comfortable playing, and they can't quite figure it out. They don't have, you know, the shooting or the one-on-one kind of ISO abilities
or the true big. You know, South Hadley's a couple of true bigs, mm-hmm. and they don't have anyone they can just.
Yeah, Harold Castillo was putting her head down. I mean, she had a tremendous game all around. Did a lot of everything, but often just kind of putting her head down into two bigger bodies.
Yeah, Castillo and Stetzer are like that 5'7", 5'8", and you know, it's like they don't have anyone who's 5'10", who they can just toss it into and put it up. But yeah, or that are consistent shooters. If they, you know, Ellerbe, Caprice Conyers, I think they've definitely shown some capability from outside. So if they develop, and then they'll be pretty good tertiary options. But yeah, it is definitely still concerning that they'll go 4 minutes without scoring. So we'll see how that happens in the state tournament. North Reading does play Friday. So if PHS wins tonight, then they'll get to know who they face. It'll be the winner of North Reading and Dennis Yarmouth. PHS will be home no matter what.
Correct, yes.
But all right, so let's get to the big one out here, just because it actually happened out here. It was rerun season, and we had Pittsfield versus Monument again in the boys' Class B basketball Western Mass Championship. And last year, of course, Pittsfield played spoiler to Monument's 20-0 start to the season. It was an all-time event at the Boys and Girls Club, right? The fire marshal cut the door off, and Mike couldn't even get in.
Yeah,
he was banging on the walls, and he was like,
people deep outside last year to try to get in.
And so this year wasn't quite as packed. It was still a very good crowd. It was well over 1,000 people there. I'd say the bleachers were 90% full. It certainly was better than an average war on the floor game, and even still, it was a tremendous basketball game. That Monument won 68-64. They claim their first Western Mass title in 46 years since the 78-79 season. Beat PHS to get revenge. Randy Coldis gets his first Western Mass title. Congratulations to him. Congratulations to that whole team for getting it done. This was a game that was very confusing to me because they kind of let Manny Brown cook. And it's not generally a decision I agree with because he's really good. He's really good at basketball. And in the first quarter, he kept trying to hit threes. I think it was kind of just like heat check mode. I want to come out and be like, I'm here. This is my senior year. You got me last year, and I'm gonna do it to you this year. And he was like 0-4 to start from three. And then because he's a very smart and a very competent basketball player, he said, okay, it's not working. And he got inside. And he was toying with the Pittsfield defense. He had that defense, he was puppet mastering that defense. He got to the rack, he finished in the lane, he got the mid jumper game going, he hit floaters, he hit runners, he could not miss. He had 21 points in the first half, and it was just, I think he finished with 29, just a phenomenal performance by him to go out a champion.
Yeah, he won three. They only hit two threes in the game. Monument did. Him and Griffin hit one each. We were walking out of the office the other night, and I told Howard Herman, I was like, I think he's the best scorer I've seen out here. And we've had a lot of kids who can score. In recent years, we've had a lot of kids who can score. But he kind of does it at a level that you could argue like Scott McGuire up at Drury, who finished with like 1,800 points. Manny did not really play his freshman year. He was kind of he was very, very tiny. I do remember seeing him on the bench.
I remember him his sophomore year. I was like, this kid isn't tiny, but he looks like he should be tiny.
He was a child. Yeah, like a little child. Where Scott had some size and shooting as a freshman, so he poured up 300 points his freshman year.
I don't know if Manny's the best scorer I've seen out here, but he is certainly one of them, and he is one of the most well-rounded ones. I think of Louis Gelati, and I'm like, Louis Gelati could get his basket whenever he wanted. He could get to the rim whenever he wanted, but he didn't have the shooting that Manny had. And it's like, just in terms of being able to kill you from any part of the court, Manny can do that, and he did that to Pittsfield.
Yeah, he had a couple, like, he's very long, his arms are very long, and he has a great handle, so he just kind of, like, was kind of, did these couple wraparound spin move things that were kind of, pro level to see. You don't see in high school basketball, some of the things he was doing. So, yeah, he had a monster game. Dom Kaladi had a monster game. Yeah. I think that was kind of a key for me was, coming to the realization that Pittsfield does have the guards that can, one-on-one, can stick with Monument's guards defensively. But that was where Dom Kaladi came in, and he set 100 picks in the game. Just every single possession was top of the key, a little further out. Just getting those guys a little bit of freedom to kind of see the floor and move from there, attack from there. And he also had, you know, scored 10 points, had multiple rebounds.
He probably had 4 or 5 putbacks.
Yes, bunch of putbacks, bunch of blocks. Was just kind of him and...
Oh, yeah, he had 5 blocks. He was filthy defensively. He did a lot defensively.
Yeah, that kind of high-low defense with him and Kiefner was kind of on point throughout. They made some of the biggest plays of the game. And that's what I saw in the semifinal entering was they wanted to get Kaludi going. We need to get him going because we're going to need him in the championship.
Yeah, and, you know, Taconic eliminated him from the game when Taconic beat Monument. And so I think that, yeah, you're right. That's definitely been a clear. And that was reassuring to see then from Kaludi in the championship game to establish himself, to have a very nice game against Pittsfield. It's a little different, you know, because PHS doesn't have the height Taconic has. But even still, that was very good to see. You know, and for Pittsfield, I think, you know, obviously this is going to hurt. But they were down 15 at halftime. And the game, it felt like larger than that because Monument was just torching them. Mm-hmm. And they had an incredible run to come back and to make, you know, Bryan Thompson, he hit 5 threes in the win over Taconic last week in the semifinals. And then, unfortunately, he started out like 0-5. So that was tough. But he hit just a 3 from the logo, like the side Boys and Girls Club logo. Amazing. NBA range for sure. And that cut it down to 67-64. With like less than a minute left and the crowd's going crazy. It's like, oh man, is Pittsfield going to do it to him again? You know, are they going to make this comeback? And credit to Monument for holding on and running out the time. Isaiah Kiefner had an amazing block on Kyle Cardoso in the corner to block a 3. Just got up all and smacked the ball out of there. And Cardoso had a great game too. Had 18 or 19 points. Just did a lot to help Pittsfield make the comeback. Him, Freddie Conyers, Prosper Izon had really nice games, and you know they went from down 15 to, you know, single digits, single possessions. So the fight from Pittsfield was certainly impressive. They just didn't quite have enough time.
Yeah.
To complete the comeback.
He actually had 26 points.
Excuse me. He had 26 points. Never mind. Yeah, he averages over 18. Now it'll go up now that he had 26.
But. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, they won the third quarter 22-10. So coming out of halftime like that is a testament to them. And it has a feeling of permanence for them now. Because anyone can pop a 5 stellar players, win a championship one off. Like they did last year. This kind of proves to me, it's not a one-off. Jerome Edgerton has done his job very, very well, and they have a feeling of permanence here. They're going to be back.
Yeah, Edgerton, to me, has been the most impressive coach in the county, and because because of what he lost and what he's done with the group that had no starting varsity experience. And they went to the Western Mass Final and darn near beat a loaded Monument team. And so that was incredibly impressive just to see him coach. And so now, you know, unfortunately for them, so that was their final Western Mass Final. We can switch over to the state tournament. We'll take a little break in a second here. I was just going to say, just because we're talking about the Pittsfield boys, very tough draw for PHS.
Yeah,
they're the 17th seed in D3, so they're on the road tomorrow at 16 Lynn Classical. And if they win, then they have to go back to Lynn in the second round, and they'll play the top seed overall, St. Mary's of Lynn. So really, really, really tough draw for Pittsfield. We'll talk more about the state tournament when we come back, so keep it locked here on WTBR.
PCTV Select is now available on so many platforms. You can get it with any device you have available, all free to download and use. If you're watching at home, use your Roku, Amazon, Fire TV, or Apple TV device, or even your computer, and see programming in full HD quality. Watching on the go? Download PCTV Select from the Apple App Store or the Google Play Store for your smartphone. It's that easy and free. PCTV Select is everywhere you need to be.
WTBR-FM is listener-supported radio. That means we depend on your donations to keep the station on the air. All the local content and the music you love requires your support. You can make your donation today at WTBRFM.com by calling 445-4234 or stopping by our studio at 4 Federico Drive in Pittsfield. You'll be glad you did. Pittsfield Community Radio, for the love of radio. This is Pittsfield Community Radio, 89.7 WTBR-FM Pittsfield, 88.1 WSBR Lee.
Welcome back. Bird's Eye View here, Jesse and Mike. So we got done talking about the Western Mass Finals before that break. So about 10 minutes left here, so we'll break down a little state tournament action for you guys. We should say Mount Everett and McCann Tech boys basketball, they had their seasons ended. McCann on the road at Maynard, Mount Everett at home to Boston Prep Charter. That was in the preliminary round of Division 5, the state boys basketball tournament. So they will be... They're now waiting till baseball season.
Yes.
And Taconicaki lost as well in the first round of the D4 state tournament.
Yeah, so we had 16 teams, including Taconicaki, so 15 basketball teams. Now we're down to 13 basketball teams,
right?
I believe, and playing on into tonight.
Yes, yeah, so tonight, the Drury girls are hosting Collegiate Charter of Lowell. Girls are the 8th seed, so they will be at home next game. So if they win tonight, they'll be at home next game, and they could play Lee, because Lee is the 9th seed. Lee girls are hosting, who are they hosting tonight?
Mahar.
Thank you. They're hosting Mahar. So
their own personal boogeyman,
yeah.
I guess.
Little Western Mass on Western Mass action, and if Lee wins, then they'll two will play in the 8-9 game, and then the winner, unfortunately, will have to go to number 1 Maynard. So that's kind of tough. Hopedale. Had Maynard on the brain. And so Hoosick Valley is having a doubleheader. The Hoosick Valley boys are at 5 p.m. and the Hoosick Valley girls are at 7 p.m.
Yeah, Hoosick winds up playing a 45 seed St. John Paul, who upset Athol. A pretty good Athol team that I think gave somebody trouble, Drury trouble in the Western Mass semis, maybe. I guess wild that they're hosting a 45 seed.
I mean, new
coming
state
out from Cape
stuff,
Cod,
yeah.
We should say, yes.
And then Hoosick girls host 31 Palmer, and that's a team that Hoosick has beaten this year, and so we'll see what happens in the rematch. And then Pittsfield girls, as we mentioned, also play tonight against Wilmington, and Lennox girls play tonight, right? Or
yep.
They play tomorrow?
They also play tonight against number 36 Fenway, trying to bounce back from that tough loss,
right?
And Wakona girls would be the last one. Don't play tonight, but play tomorrow.
That's our last girls
game. If you're just finishing off the girls here, Wakona will they wound up getting a bye, I guess, kind of a de facto bye. That team forfeited.
So Wakona was supposed to be scheduled for a prelim game, and so was West Bridgewater actually. And then for whatever reason, both of the teams that were going to play in the prelim forfeited. I don't know. Maybe they just didn't have, maybe they had injuries or something. I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah. It was 50 Roxbury Prep was who was supposed to come out to Wakona. And then so a ton of teams made this tournament. And 47 BC Charter also forfeits. So yeah, it'll be West Bridgewater at Wakona.
It's a 15-18 game. So that should be a pretty close game in Dalton on Friday.
Yep.
And then Taconic on Friday.
Yeah,
Taconic boys play as
girls.
Well.
Yep. Yes. So that's it for girls. We can switching over to boys. I think there's. Is there any boys game tonight? There's one boys game tonight or no?
Yeah, we said
the Hoosick
boys play tonight,
header.
But then
otherwise it's all boys.
I'm talking tomorrow. Yeah, tomorrow. Yes. Tomorrow. So the Wakona girls play tomorrow. That's West Bridgewater. Mm-hmm. But then it's all boys. It's Taconic boys play, Monument boys play, Pittsfield boys play. Like we said, Pittsfield's at Lynn Classical, but Monument and Taconic are both home.
Correct. Yeah, Taconic is home against number 27 Gloucester, who beat Weston. Taconic's the 6th seed. We mentioned Pittsfield's on the road at Lynn Classical. Monument is home against number 37 Gardner, who pulled an upset in their prelim game.
And sorry, we should mention, so Pittsfield and Taconic are in Division 3.
Yes.
Monument's in Division 4, so they won't meet each other now.
Yeah, and Pittsfield-Taconic getting that next matchup is, I think, pretty unlikely.
They would meet up in the state final.
Yes.
So if they both pull off incredible runs.
Yes.
But that,
which, although, I mean, is identical to what could have happened last year.
It could have happened last year. But last year, they were top 4 seeds.
They
so
were both, yes.
It made a little more sense.
In the mix. Drury will play Boston Prep, that team that beat Mount Everett. So we did miss on the Mount Everett at Drury round of 32 potential matchup there. And 14 Lee getting their first taste of state tournament action will be tomorrow night. They'll host number 19 Rockport in D5.
Yeah, Rockport has some kid that's listed at like 6'3 on on Huddle. So they, for whatever reason, they got some height. Okay. So we'll see how Lee handles that. They're not a huge team.
Yeah, and this is their first time making it
right
into the tournament. So exciting to see, and hopefully they can get a good experience out of it, I guess. And Wacona boys won a prelim earlier in the week. They'll play on Saturday, but out at Manchester Essex, kind of right on the water. 24 Wacona at number 9 Manchester Essex.
Yeah, that's where we are with the state playoffs.
Yep. We should mention if both Drury and Hoosick boys win, they will meet in a round of 16.
Which will be a lot of fun.
Yeah, in a rematch of I think it was February 11th or so, sometime a couple weeks ago, they met up in Drury.
And Drury kind of won comfortably, especially in the second half. They pulled away for good. I was going to say, so we should mention, because a couple days ago, we had the state Alpine Skiing Championships, and last year, Pittsfield High's Eliza Mullen swept the slalom and the giant slalom. And that was the first time in a very long time that had happened. And this year, she said, like the basketball team, she said, I'm running it back.
Yeah.
And so she swept them again. And just that's an incredibly impressive junior-senior year for her to finish out on.
It's wild when you realize that what the sport is, which is you get one shot.
One opportunity to see everything you want ever won.
Exactly.
Will you capture it?
Exactly. So you get one run. It counts. If you don't finish, you don't finish. So it's kind of a brutal sport in that way. Wound up brutal for the Berkshire County champion, Maddie DeGrigley, of Lennox, who suffered a DNF in both races.
That's tough.
But even if you look, I was just doing this the other day, but looking at the boys, so the guy who won the slalom finished 6th in GS. The guy who won GS finished 5th in slalom. So it's really hard to hold it. I mean, Berkshire County boys, Oliver Kirby was 2nd in slalom. Kitzenstover was 3rd. Neither one in the top 10 of GS. So
well,
it's just,
Mullen was 12th to go, right?
Yeah, so she gets bib 12.
I mean,
yeah.
She got bib 12, but that just means that she has to go and then wait for like 100 more skiers to try and beat her. And
total,
none of them could do it.
Yeah,
but that's also just like incredibly nervous. Just waiting, just having to sit there and wait and watch everyone go through.
Mm-hmm. I will say she has a very good demeanor about her. She kind of to almost a frustrating level for someone covering it, like no sells, like winning now your 4th state title essentially in 2 years. She started her ski journey she grew up skiing at Bosquet, but went to 3 years of high school up in Vermont before transferring back to Pittsfield last year, and you could just kind of tell was another level above everyone. But in the Berkshire County League, again, with this the sport being what it is, you get one shot every week. She had a hiccup 1 week. She did not start in week one. Actually, she had two different hiccups in two different weeks. But wound up winning 3 races, but Madison DeGrigley was 1st or 2nd in all 6 weeks. So incredible consistency from her, wins the Berkshire County title, beats Mullen in the week 6 finale to grab that. So Mullen, coming off of that loss, had to kind of, internalize, put it behind her, and come out and as her coach put it, grab this by the throat. And she did, and that... again, DeGrigley comes off the county championship where she's most consistent, 1st or 2nd all 6 weeks, suffers 2 DNFs. So this it's so unpredictable, the sport, that to do this 4 times, every state race that she's done the past 2 years, which is 4 state races, she's been the fastest, which is wild.
Yeah, it's tough.
To and not have any kind of hiccup, not have any kind of slip, missed gate, nothing.
Was 2nd and Kitzenstover was 3rd, we should also say?
Yeah, so Lennox's Oliver Kirby, who won the county title for boys, he was 2nd in the slalom, so boys race slalom in the morning. He was 2nd. Kitzenstover was 3rd by 0.02 seconds, so they were right there. They were neck and neck throughout the county season as well. Kirby, like DeGrigley, won it in week 6 by beating Stover. Stover was 11th in... GS. Again, unfortunately, 0.02 out of, so he would have left with 2 medals there in 10th. But they Yeah, a wild ski season comes to a close. Berkshire County is well represented in the snow sports this year. We have two Nordic team state titles, a Nordic state individual and Nordic state runner up, and a two Alpine champions and an Alpine runner up third place medal. Out here where the snow is, where the mountains are, it's legit.
Yeah, Berkshire County runs the mountains, baby. We'll finish it up here. So thank you guys for listening. We've had it's been a busy last couple weeks for us, and it's going to be alternating like busy and
two
nothing
more busy
with
ones,
states,
baby, yeah.
But hope everyone good luck in states.